On episode 446 of the 40 Plus Fitness podcast, we meet Tony Horton of P90X fame and discuss training variety, keys to success, and his battle back from shingles. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/446.
Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go.
You may not know my story, but from the moment I decided to get healthy and fit, it took me over 7 years to figure things out. From there, the transformation I made was incredible. I lost 66 pounds of fat and added 11 pounds of muscle over the next 11 months. I became stronger. I became leaner. And I found a ton of energy I'd been missing for decades. I know my transformation has inspired others, but I've never released the exact program I used to do it until now. I call it the Strong, Lean, and Energetic Base Program. This simple and effective 3-month program will get you results guaranteed. The Strong, Lean, and Energetic Base Program is perfect for the person who wants to get stronger, lose fat, and feel fantastic. Learn more at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/SLE. Get the program I use to start my fitness transformation at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/SLE. Also, for the first 10 people who order this program, you'll get a copy of the Wellness Roadmap audiobook for free. 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/SLE. Our guest today helped spawn a fitness revolution in the 90s with the P90X program, which went on to sell more than 10 million copies. And he remains active in the health and fitness space today. With no further ado, here's Tony Horton. Tony, welcome to 40 Plus Fitness.
Alan, my pleasure to be here, man.
No, actually, it's my pleasure. You've been a big part of my life early on. Anyway, I had gotten out of college, and in college, I was a gym rat. I was the guy who was always in the gym. You know, every day at 2 to 3 o'clock, the guy that owned the gym knew I was going to be there. So I actually started spelling him for his lunches each day. He's like, Alan, just make sure nobody kills anybody while I'm gone, and he would go get some lunch. And the only bad day we had was when he got food poisoning for eating some bad fish and he didn't come back. I didn't know what to do. But after I got out, I was supposed to have this great job. You go to college, get a great job, but my income was actually less. And so I was like, okay, I can't afford a gym membership, but I need to stay in shape. I like where I am. I like what I'm doing. And I want to stay in shape. And so I happened upon an infomercial for P90X, and there you are. Smiling and active and energetic and a little bit intimidating, but in a cool way, you know, in a cool way. And so I did.
I like the way you put that. I like that.
Well, you know, you have a certain persona, and you bring that out. I talked in one of the videos that I watched about you. You know how when you first started, someone said, "Just be Tony." And you did, and it like clicked, you know, and I think that's the thing about you is that you are just this genuine, cool guy that everybody wants to hang out. I mean, I want to come work out in your backyard with you because your gym and your backyard are just so cool. Now, I wouldn't necessarily be able to keep up with you, and you're 9 years older than me, but damn, it looks like you have a fun, fun time.
We do. The whole property is a gym, pretty much.
It is.
you can work out in the bathroom. Dang it. There's so many little places to do it. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's been an amazing ride for me. It's hard to believe I'm 62. I don't know what the heck that's supposed to feel like. It feels kind of better than 22 or 32 or 42. You know what I mean? And that's just because I've learned a lot along the way. You know what I mean? And I'm always making adjustments along the way. And P90X was sort of one phase, one stage of my learning process. You know, prior to that, I was a gym rat too. I was just going to the gym and I was doing cardio and weights, and that was it. Sometimes I would do both the same day and sometimes I would alter them. But I had a very sort of limited myopic view of what fitness was. And I got very fortunate. I had, you know, a lot of kismet in my life, and I ran into some of the really interesting people, and I put myself in situations where I was uncomfortable and I wasn't very good. I mean, right now I'm in the middle of a handstand challenge with my sister, her daughter, my niece, and some friends, and only because I can't do them. So, I mean, if I can't do something then, and it's interesting, then I'll spend months trying to get good at handstands. You know what I mean? So, and just being curious, man, that's all I've ever been. I know there wasn't really a question there, but your comments kind of lead me into my path at this point. So,
absolutely. And I think we all can actually talk in our lifetimes about how we have these stages. And so you had your Beachbody stage, and now you've got these new cool things happen, your Power Life supplement brand and your Tony Talks podcast. That's a video podcast that comes out. I saw it on YouTube, at least the first one. It was out a couple weeks ago. And man, it's like I said, you're just doing so much good for so many people that I'm proud to have you on the show.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So one of the things that you shared in one of the interviews I saw, and there's a lot of them, but I kind of pulled together because you have this really cool keys to success concept in your head. And it applies to fitness, it applies to your business life, it applies to probably everything you do in your life, including your relationship with your wife, Shauna. Can you talk about your keys to success, and particularly as it relates to fitness?
Well, gosh, you know, I mean, I have these Paragon events here at my home. We've had four so far, and we invite people from around the world. We had a couple come in from Kuwait City. You know what I mean? And most folks are coming in from Canada and other places in the U.S., and the seminar that I'm doing right now is really way outside of the box of things that were in my book, The Big Picture, you know, the 11 laws that will change your life, you know, variety, consistency, intensity, accountability, these different kinds of things. But if you really kind of pull back from 65,000 feet and you look down, you know, what is the foundation of who you are? You know what I mean? And so this is just my story, but I'm, you know, whenever I disseminate my story to different people in interviews or live events or whatever it is, or a Paragon event here at my home, you know, I always tell people, you know, I was a C-minus student with a speech impediment who was the most lazy procrastinator you ever met in your life. You know what I mean? I didn't really see that I had much of a future. You know what I mean? And then I started getting into some personal development, and that really changed my life, you know? And then when I moved out to California in 1980, you know, I had worked out in the gym here and there. I took a weightlifting class in college that kind of helped build my confidence, and miraculously my GPA went up that semester because I was working out. So I didn't understand the science behind exercise, the fact that you release norepinephrine and dopamine and serotonin and brain-derived neurotrophic factor, you know, inside the temporal lobe, this area in the brain, it's teeny, it's called the dentate gyrus. So whenever you exercise and breathe heavily, the molecules and the proteins inside of your brain come together, and it's like miracle growth for your brain. So, you know, everything improves: sex drive, memory, cognition, ambition. I mean, it's an amazing process. And a lot of people cheat their way there, you know, through sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But you know what I mean? I mean, there's always payback. You know, short-term solutions, temporary solutions can lead to long-term problems. You know what I mean? Type of diabetes, hypertension, heart attacks, you know what I mean? Parkinson's disease, all these different things. You know what I mean? So I kept the rock and roll and the sex, but I got rid of the drugs and the alcohol and the poor eating habits and the lack of movement, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, there are three things that are really under your control, you know, and a lot of things aren't: traffic, weather, other people, work, you know what I mean? Stress is one of these kind of amorphous energies that are sort of hard to put your fingers on. So if you do these three things, and this is, I'm giving you the long-term answer here because we have time, Alan. You know, it's fitness, food, and mindfulness. You know, I used to just say it was fitness and food, but the mindfulness thing has really become an important thing for me. And I got really sick back in 2017. I ended up with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which is basically shingles in your ear, which means shingles in your brain, which means shingles in your brain are frying nerves in your brain, which really affects everything: smell, taste, balance, you know, creating tons of inflammation, tons of fatigue, constantly vomiting, being nauseous all the time, right? So the mindfulness practice kind of came into play there for me. It was really, really important. I mean, I meditated once in a while, and I would play with my dogs, and I would, you know, take a nap. I mean, whatever forms of mindfulness you want to call those types of things. But for me, it was full-blown meditation. That's the only thing. All the tinctures and doctors and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put me back together again. You know what I mean? So all I had was my breath. I can't work out. I can't drive. I can't eat. I got to take some deeper breaths because most of us only use the top part of our lungs, especially now with COVID, you know what I mean? Like that virus lives at the bottom. So, I mean, I'm doing cardio and plyo three times a week just to flush that out, make them strong in case I get this thing, I'm ready to rock, you know? So when I was a struggling kid, a young kid who was really not doing very well, not very happy financially, you know, in big trouble, in debt, no relationship really. You know, whenever I exercised, I was just more productive. You know what I mean? I mean, I read John Mady's book years later, Spark, The Effects of Physical Activity on the Brain. And you know, I write, oh, this is why. When I'm really consistent with my fitness, when I work out 5, 6, 7 days a week, because 5 is the minimum, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you go to work 5 days a week. You go to sleep every night. You eat every day. We do a lot of these things so that we can survive on planet Earth. But I wanted to thrive. I didn't like where I was. So when I exercised often, I was releasing all these chemicals in my head, and I was just a better man. I was a better human being. I was more productive. I was happier. I was getting stuff done. I was checking boxes, you know what I mean? And then, you know, later the food thing came into play. You know what I mean? I love double cheese chimichangas and bacon cheeseburgers with a Dr. Pepper. I mean, because come on, it's yummy. But it didn't serve me, man. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, I was keto and paleo and vegan and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm all those things. You know what I mean? I don't limit myself from anything. I just eat really healthy versions of all these different types of food philosophies, which is really what my book is going to be about. It'll probably come out in 2021. You know what I mean? And taking all the pressure off, you know what I mean? Because so often when we're trying to figure out the food element, there's always some form of restriction, right? You can do this, but you can't do that. And if you do that, it's going to lead you down that bad path again, where you're going to be, you know, right back where you were. And so I just thought, you know, and this is kind of an anomaly, really. I mean, I eat keto and vegan and paleo and vegetarian and Mediterranean, Vietnamese and Chinese and French and blah, you know what I mean? Like, wow, the world is my oyster. I just eat versions that my great, great, great grandparents probably ate. You know what I mean? And it wasn't Dr. Pepper or Red Bull and Doritos in a Twinkie. You know what I mean? Like you have to eliminate certain types of foods, and you have to figure out how to make all these other foods taste good enough so you want to eat them all the time. Hello. Like, what's so hard about that? You know what I mean? Like, people are still scratching their head trying to figure it out. So I exercise 5 to 7 days a week. I eat really healthy. I have cheat snacks because snacks are calorically smaller. You know what I mean? Like there's these little chocolate chip cookies that are kind of gluten-free. They're chocolate chip and screw it. I'm going to eat them. You know what I mean? But there's, you know, once in a while it satisfies and quells my cravings. And then I'm rocking. And then I meditate, you know, in the car. I meditate when I first thing I get up in the morning. I meditate before I go to bed. And I'm talking 5 minutes. I'm talking sometimes 2 minutes. You know, I'm not sitting there in lotus in a dark room with a candle meditating for 90 minutes. I don't have the time or patience for that, but I have to. Like, if I know if I'm in distress, all I need is about 10 of those, man, and I'm good to go. And yoga and Pilates and, you know, other types of mindful fitness. There you go, man. You got the whole cabana.
No,
we're done, man. I just gave you the whole Lollapalooza right there, man. So
you did. That's a lot to unwrap. But no, really, there's a lot in there. One of the things I wanted to really dive in with you on is, you know, in your training, because even when I was doing P90X, it wasn't the same workout every week, every day. There were different workouts, there were different things, and they're all the right thing to do at the right time. And, you know, I was looking, you know, as you went through, you have a ninja course in your backyard, you have a hatchet throwing. And if you miss, you do some push-ups.
doesn't everybody, Alan?
Yeah. And you had a balance, what would they call the balance line? The taut line.
Slack line.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, you train for life. You train a lot of different variety. Why do you put so much variety into your training?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at P90X, the original P90X, I had about a year of research for that program. And prior to that, we did something called Power 90. And Power 90 was kind of fitness 101 as far as I was concerned at that stage of my career. You know, I mean, I've been training Tom Petty and Billy Idol and Annie Lennox from Eurythmics and Sean Connery. Submarines don't react well to bullets. I got to do that every time, man. Every time I do Sean Connery, I got to do that. But, you know, I was training the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and different kinds of people. And so, you know, you've got these really, these, you know, icons in fitness and acting, you know, Allison Janney and Bryce Dallas Howard and all, you know, I mean, the list was pretty long for a long, long time. And so, you know, there was a lot of pressure for me to make sure that they got good results in a relatively short period of time. And so it was up to me to kind of, you know, dive into different types of area to prevent boredom, injuries, and plateaus or, you know, lack of results over time. And so, you know, my first client was Tom Petty, and, you know, Tom was not an athletic guy at all. I mean, the first day I met him, he was smoking a cigarette and he put that out. He goes, "Hey, Tony, I'm not really a fitness guy. I'm a rocker. So I just, you know, I got to increase my stamina. You know, nobody likes a fat rocker, you know what I mean?" So it's like, okay, I got 4 months, man. I got him on the bench press. I had him hitting a heavy bag. We were on the stationary bike and we started from scratch. And so I knew even back then that I had to give Tom as many different things to kind of keep him entertained. And I noticed where his weaknesses were. And you know, almost all of his stuff was weaknesses early on. And, but it was that variety, right? It was that variety. It was the heavy bag. It was the core work. It was the cardio work. It was the resistance work. It was all that kind of stuff. And so that I was laying the foundation of what eventually would be Power 90 and then P90X, which was, you know, the coup de grace of fitness at that time. And so we had long debates about how much variety there should be. Do you really need martial arts? Do you really need yoga? Do you really need Pilates? Do you really need core specific stuff? Like, you're working on balance too, you know? I mean, is it necessary? Let's just get these people looking good. And for me, it wasn't about looking good. It was about health and wellness. It was always about health. I mean, when I was younger, and when most people are young, you know what I mean? They want a six pack and they want, you know, big arms and they want all these different things. And I understand that. But that's not a very good objective. You know what I mean? I mean, if your purpose is locked into the quality of your life, which affects the quality of other people's lives, that's a bigger picture kind of look at it. You know what I mean? If it's just so you can walk down the beach so girls could talk about your six pack, well, you better form a personality while you're at it, because your six pack's only going to take you so far. You know what I mean? Like, what's your sense of humor? Like, what kind of job do you have? What kind of person are you in the world? Because your arms and your six pack and your booty, that's an ephemeral thing. That's not a, and to me, it's not important.
Well, they get you into the party, but
gets you into the
stay, you're going to have to do a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so still to this day, I mean, why do I have a ninja course and a slack line? Because I'm always learning. I'm always growing. I like working on my weaknesses. And that's what P90X was. You know what I mean? I mean, if you look at the way I train now, I spend as much or more time on speed, balance, and flexibility as I do cardio and resistance, right? Because the world still is about cardio and resistance. Like, oh, fine, that's better than sitting on the couch and smoking pot, you know what I'm saying? But you might want to try to delve into some other area. That's why I go to a track, man, at 62, and I do 100s and 200s and 400s, right? Because I'm teaching my body to move quickly. That's why there's martial arts in all my stuff, right? Because old folks, old fit folks, people who exercise, go to the gym often, right? They reach sideways to grab the shampoo on the shelf and they're jacked up for a month because, you know, the range of motion sucks. Or, you know, you gotta hustle down the, you know, down the terminal to catch your airplane and you blow out a hamstring because you haven't run fast since softball in ninth grade. You know what I mean? So these are other really important elements. And so that's why I train that way. That, I mean, it keeps me young. I mean, at 62, the things that I can physically, I mean, I have a routine in the backyard. We go up a pegboard about 12 feet off the ground from top to bottom. Then we grab this beam that basically supports my patio off the top of 17 feet off the ground, where if you fall, you're going to break your leg. And then we ring a bell up there, which means you have to hold onto the beam with one hand, ring a bell, come down a rope, go back up the rope, ring the bell, go down the beam, across the pegboard, and then do maximum pull-ups. In my 20s, 30s, 40s, couldn't do that. No way. I would have been scared to death to you know, climb up this beam. Yeah. And it's about always challenging yourself. Does it mean that, you know, I mean, I heli ski. I mean, I've been heli skiing a couple dozen times. You know what I mean? Like, boom, up, land on the top of a mountain with guides in front of me and behind me, just skiing with powder snow going over my shoulders. I would have been scared to death to do that as a kid. You know what I mean? So, I mean, life is short. It's such a short, ridiculous ride. The fact that I just turned 62, I'm going to turn 72, and then I'm going to be 82. And so this is the part of my life where I can enjoy it. Like, I finally have enough bread in the bank that I can go and do things. Like, when I was young. I was poor. You know what I mean? I mean,
couldn't poor. Afford that helicopter ride.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I had to, like, you know, really work. I had to, like, you know, couch surf friends' places, went out on a ski hill, you know what I mean? And, you know, and I was getting by eating, you know, Cheerios and yogurt, three meals. You know, those were fun days and days of exploration. But, you know, it's too bad that a lot of people finally get to a point in their life, you know, because most people are retiring about now or, you know, by 65. And they're not physically fit and strong enough and flexible enough to go and do things. So, you know, so they fish or they play shuffleboard. Sorry, man.
Anyway. Or they crochet. Yeah. So,
well, yeah, no, crochet. Yeah.
This episode of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is sponsored by Let's Get Checked. I typically get blood labs done 3 to 4 times per year, and I've dreaded it every time. It's time-consuming, expensive, and now I have to worry about why other people might be in the same waiting room with me. Let's Get Checked has a brilliant model for getting lab work done from the comfort of your own home. You order the tests you want, and they send you the testing kits with full, easy-to-understand instructions. You get your sample and send it to them with the prepaid shipping label provided. Their labs are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which is the highest accreditation available. But what I love most about their approach is how you can order just the tests you want. Full labs can get very expensive. With Let's Get Checked, you pick and choose the labs you want, and as a result, you pay less. Cholesterol, hormones, PSA, vitamin deficiency, CRP, thyroid, they have them all, but you only pay for the tests you want. No setting a doctor's appointment, going to the doctor, finding a local testing lab, if your hometown even has one, setting another appointment, getting the sample drawn, and waiting. With Let's Get Checked, you'll have your results probably before you could even get in to see your doctor. A physician will review your results, and if there's anything going on, they have nurses that you can talk with. It's a really cool process. Let's Get Checked makes it easy for anyone to get professional testing and consultation from the comfort of their home. If you're trying to improve your health, you need measurable goals. Blood work is the best health marker you can use to know if you're on track. Go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/LGC and use the code ALLAN20. That's ALLAN20. And you'll get 20% off. Visit 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/LGC and be sure to use the code ALLAN20 to get your 20% discount.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, it's easy to get locked into the things you're good at. You know, I'm pretty decent when it comes to strength, and, you know, for endurance, if I'm slow, I can go, you know, but when it comes to just doing sprints, man, I hate them. Like, you know, that 100 yards or 200 yards or 400 yards, that would be the worst day of my life. But I see value in it, you know, and I understand it needs to be the worst day of my life because that's the weak spot. And that's where I'm actually changing myself.
There's so many lessons there though. You know what I mean? If you warm up properly, you got a good coach, you know what I mean? You understand that you're not going to be, you know, Usain Bolt or anything. You're just going out there and you're just in it, you know, learning the technique and driving the knees and leaning forward and doing all the thing, breathing properly. This, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not saying that everybody needs to do all the crazy stuff that I'm doing, but you need to do something. You know what I mean? You need to, if you really want to be, because to me, it's about joy and happiness. It's joy and happiness, right? And when you know you're releasing all these chemicals, you're taking care of yourself and you are leaning up and you feel, you're just lighter on your feet. You know what I mean? You just feel like, oh, wow. And I get thousands, and I'm talking thousands of stories from people who say who I was as a human being above and beyond the physical and who I am now, mentally and emotionally and spiritually, is day and night purely because I ate right and I moved my butt and I got quiet once in a while. I mean, how powerful is that? And you control those things. Like you can pick what time to do it. You know what I mean? I got work and I got kids. Fine. I got 10-minute workouts, man. You know, whatever. You can make as many excuses as you want, but the fact of the matter is you just don't care. You're not prioritizing. And so you can continue to survive. Yay, surviving. Taking care of it, paying my bills, going to work, watching the game, having some beers, and then maybe you'll live to 75. Maybe you won't. Or you want to thrive, and you just learn what you need to do it, and then it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Now, you went through shingles, and it's that's kind of one of the topics. My mother suffered from shingles about, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago or so. And so I started doing some research on it, you know, thinking, okay, is this something I need to go ahead and get the vaccine or do something with? And I opted not to do the vaccine at the time, but now reading it, hearing your story with Ramsey Hunt, I guess there's a new light shined on it by me. So I'd like to understand your experience and your recovery as you went through that, because, you know, you went into it extremely healthy and then lost 25 pounds and, you know, but, and it's still recovery for you was a chore, was a task. And so, you know, what did you do to recover? What are your thoughts on someone that, you know, is like, you know, hasn't had it yet. You know, I'm 9 years younger than you are at this point. You know, what would your advice beyond just getting fit, getting happy, getting healthy, eating the right foods? What should we do as a protocol to make sure that we're staying healthy and not falling prey to things like this?
Well, yeah, great question, man. You know, it just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, if you've had chicken pox, it's in there. It's sitting there waiting for you to get too stressed out in the wrong moment, the wrong time to rear its ugly head and make your life a living hell. Now, it really depends on where you get it. You know, a lot of people get it across their shoulder or on their neck or their mid-back or top of their butt. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy places it'll get. It lives at the end of these nerves. And at that time, you know, I was going through some contractual stuff with Beachbody, and it wasn't going very well. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I'm not with the organization anymore. I still have a great relationship with them. You know, I mean, they were moving in one direction, I was moving in another, and I, you know, it was freaking me out. I mean, I'll not lie to you, when you're with the same company for 20 years,
yeah,
you just assume that, you know, hey, I got 20 more in me, you know what I mean? So, you know, whatever.
The same guys that bought the P90X are going to buy your P100X, you know?
yeah. I mean, everybody's like, where's P90X4, dang it, hurry up. You know? Can't make that one, sadly, because I'm not with them anymore. So yeah. that was really weighing on me. You know, that was sort of the main thing that was really weighing on me, because, you know, you're riding this amazing wave for so long, and then you go, okay, well then I would assume that you guys, based on my track record, would continue to want to do X, Y, and Z, and they didn't want to do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, whoa, really? Okay. Well, and then that was coming to a close. And then at that same time, there was that shooting in Vegas, and I had friends that were there, and a good friend of mine was just sitting there, you know, listening to the concert, and the gentleman right next to her, she was just on, they were just talking, and he catches a bullet right here in front of her and dies. You know what I mean? And I had other friends that were there as well. That just made, I don't know, man, that really was heavy duty for me. I thought, where do we live? Like, what is going on in this country? And then Tom Petty died the next day. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've been training Tom for 30 years. And he was a friend. I mean, he was just a client initially, but I went on tour with Tom. I knew his ex-wife, I knew his new wife, I knew his mother-in-law, I knew his kids, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And my history with him was just phenomenal. I mean, he was just an amazing, talented, super cool. And he was gone, man, for all the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? Like, golly. And then I kind of blame myself a little bit for that, because his manager called me in the summer before and said, you got to work with Tom. He really needs it badly. But I wasn't getting all the intel. I didn't realize that he was, you know, struggling with some things that I wasn't aware he was struggling with. And if I had known that, you know, maybe I could have had, you know, because he trusted me more than almost anybody. His wife, Dana, he trusts, his management, he trusts, but he really was like, okay, what do I got to do? You know, what do we got to eat? You know what I mean? I wasn't getting all the intel. So when contract stuff, the shooting, Tom, and then all of a sudden I had a workout crew here. I had about 15 people here and everybody was acting like everything was normal. You know what I mean? Like 2 days before, 50 plus people were killed in Vegas. Everybody's just chatting and they're kind of goofing off. And, you know, I invite them to come to my house for free to train. And I snapped. I mean, I went ballistic. I won't even, because if I even reenact that, I'll probably get Ramsey Hunt right now. And I was just really upset that everybody was just dogging it. You know what I mean? And that life is too important and you have to be strong and durable in life, because if you're not, you could be a victim as well, or you could die before your time. And then within a week, I had this rocking headache on the right side of my head. And I told Sean, I go, man, I feel a little bit off. My equilibrium is weird. And then, it got so bad that I started throwing up, and then I thought, well, maybe I had a stroke or a mini stroke or something. I wasn't. So I went to a couple of doctors and they didn't know. And then so the rash, it was all in my right ear. It didn't appear yet, but it was happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I had known and I had taken any viral medication, I could have beat it. I let, and man, it was tough. It was really tough. And it lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months. And it took about a year before I was able to recover. And I remember the first time I attempted to work out, I got on the treadmill, walked on the treadmill for 5 minutes. I forced myself. I was in such pain. And I got off the treadmill and I threw up and I laid down for almost 2 hours. And it was that very slow. It took months and months, man. And so, you know, then I hooked up with these folks, you know, who created Power Life, because they knew my story. I was posting about it and stuff. And, you know, I lost 25 pounds. I was weak as a chicken. I remember trying to do push-ups for the first time. I knocked out, like, I can usually do like, you know, 70 push-ups, you know, if I had a, if there was a contest and there was money on it. And I could do like 30 pull-ups pretty much. And I could do like 8 pull-ups and I was dying, and I could do maybe 15 push-ups. It was huge for me. No cardiovascular strength, but you know, it was getting back in the game. And I had the foundation, right? I had that original foundation. I knew what to do. I knew what to eat once I could. But I needed supplements, man. I needed decent supplements that I wasn't getting. You know, I mean, the cool thing about what we're doing at Power Life is we're making these really unique formulas. I mean, there's whey proteins and there's plant-based proteins, but we're putting in chromium and vitamin D and HMB and, you know, probiotics and prebiotics and sun fiber and all these really, really interesting combinations of different things based on tons and tons of research. And really, they were making it for me. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you guys. And then people our age, Alan, we, you know, we're all going to suffer from sarcopenia at some point. I mean, some people sooner than later, but sarcopenia is age-related muscle loss. And I had, you know, I had accelerated age-related muscle loss as a result of my illness. And so, you know, I mean, that's a 62-year-old arm. That thing's doing okay. And, you know, the six-pack is back and my quads are strong and it feels good. I mean, it took a year to come back, man. And it wasn't easy, but, and, you know, thank God I ran into the right people at the right time to make these supplements for me, you know what I mean, to help, you know, because I wasn't getting it from, you know, what I was taking. I just wasn't getting enough. And it was just a struggle. And, you know, I was still dealing with pain and fatigue. You know, I talk about this in my latest seminar, is if there's two things that really slow people down, it's those two. It's pain and fatigue. And if you're exhausted and you've got joint pain, or back pain, or neck pain, or knee pain, or ankle pain, or whatever, hip pain, then you just, there's no enthusiasm to kind of attack life. But if you can find, you know, the right kind of foods that brings inflammation down, getting regular blood work done. I get blood work done every 6 months. Yeah, about every 6 months, twice a year. And I look at my panel, man. And I mean, they take 12 vials out of my arm. You know what I mean? It's like a vampire comes in, right? But I learn about it all. You know what I mean? I mean,
yes.
What's my hormone stuff? What's my thyroid stuff? What's my testosterone, estrogen, vitamin D, vitamin C, like all these different things, chromium, like what are all these, where am I high, where am I low? And then we make those adjustments every time. And then once I started, you know, taking my own stuff, you know, my last blood work was, she's like, oh my God, your testosterone's through the roof. Are you supplementing your testosterone? I go, no, I just, you know, I don't have the joint pain. So when I lift or I do stuff, I'm not fighting pain that prevents me from doing the amount of repetitions, the amount of weight that I want to do. I can just really go. You know what I mean? Like my right shoulder, I have bursitis, arthritis, tendonitis, and 2 bone stirs and a 30% torn labrum in this arm, but I can do handstands. And I was doing military, you know, before when my shoulder ached, I had to stop here. Right. But it was awesome to come all the way down without that searing pain in my shoulder and full range of motion. Man, it was just awesome. You know, I mean, I'm not Hercules, but I'm pushing 50s, you know what I mean? It was 100 pounds and I felt good, man. So it's just, you know, for me, it's just always researching, always, you know, staying curious, knowing when to take downtime when I have to. And this is 37 years of playing with this stuff, man. So yeah, that was a brutal period. And I would recommend anybody, because the old vaccine for shingles was kind of the hair of the dog that bites you, right? I mean, so it can actually give you shingles, you know, I mean, it's terrible. But the new one is a completely different formula. I think it's GlaxoSmithKline's new vaccine. And so when I got this thing, I can't tell you how many thousand people ran out and got the vaccine after they heard my story. So,
yeah, I can imagine. Well, Tony, I define wellness as being the healthiest, fittest, and happiest you can be. What are 3 strategies or tactics to get and stay well?
Well, you know, without repeating myself, it's finding an exercise program that you can stick with. And then when that program's over, you find another one and another one and another one. And if you want to do that first one 5 times in a row, fine. You know what I mean? But then you want to, I mean, that's why I made Power 90, P90X, P90X2, X3, 22-minute hardcore. I've given people enough variety so they don't get bored, you know, they don't get hurt, they don't plateau, right? So the foundation of who I am, and I would recommend that to anybody, is figure out a way to be consistent with your fitness. All right. Intensity is important. You want to, you know, always up the ante over the course of time because that helps with improvement. You don't want to lift the same 10-pound weights and the same exercise for 10 years. It's a waste of time. You know what I mean? So, you know, consistency is everything. Fitness is the first thing. But on top of that is being consistent with your fitness, right? And then, you know, accountability is everything. A lot of people can't, you know, I'm talking just the fitness category right now. I'm not talking about all the other aspects of your life. But when it comes to fitness, you know, you got to be accountable. You got to be accountable somehow. And some people who live in Minnesota in the middle of winter, who go down into the basement and do yoga for an hour and a half or plyo, and it's 57 degrees down there, and then they get up in the dark and go make breakfast for their kids before school, superheroes. Like, they should get medals every time they go down there and do that. Me, I need other people. So they're either in my house, they're online, they're somewhere, right? I mean, all the days that I work out, I've got somebody here. And even, you know, during the quarantine, we're doing it on Zoom calls, just like this. You know what I mean? All right, it's your turn to do pull-ups. How many are you going to do? 15. All right. You mean the number's really 16? Okay, what? All right. And then, but there's all this back and forth and banter on Zoom. It's easy. Yeah. I mean, there's always solutions when there's a problem, right? So, and then you need a plan. You know what I mean? Without a plan, like, what do you figure out what you're going to do, what time you're going to do it, and write it down in advance. Like, predict the future. Like, get a calendar, right? So here's an example. Here's my wall calendar. I still have a wall calendar. I got two calendars on my computer, but I don't do this
anymore. Yeah, they still sell those.
They still sell these, man. You can go to they're called a stationery store, and you write down plyo, yoga, chest and back, cardio. You write them all down, and you hang. I don't have a red one here. I did. Wait, here it is. Just like this. Look at this. I'm so lucky right now. You hang this.
So it's a red Sharpie he's hanging.
It's a red Sharpie on your calendar. So I got them all written down here. And you should have about 25 workouts written on your calendar. And every time you do that, you take your red magic marker and you make X's. At the bottom of the calendar on the last day, you write how many you did. You count X's and you write. And if it says 15, you lost or you tied. Because 15 workouts in the course of 1 month means you took 15 days off. Try doing that with food. Try doing that with work. Try doing that with sleep. Forget it. Not a shot. You're a dead man. All right. So, but if you have 22 X's, more days than not, then you have succeeded. Then you're going to see results. Then you're going to feel better. Then you're going to get stronger. Then you're going to be more flexible. Then you're going to be happier. All right. Because the more you do, the better you get. The less you do, the more you're going to struggle. Period. All right. So purpose. Why? Why are you doing this thing? I'm giving you four. But you know, you got to decide why. And if it's to be sexy, well, you better be a swimsuit model or a bodybuilder or whatever. But if your goal is to improve the quality of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually for some people, and to start to really make an impact in other people's lives because you've gotten your act together, that's powerful. I work out today. I'm going to do plyo today at 5:30. Do I want to? No. But I know who I'm going to be after I'm done. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, my legs, people look at my legs. I mean, they're super striated. Here you go. I'm going to show you right now, Alan. Look at these pythons. Wait a minute. Can you see that thing? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Awesome.
Right? That's
there
all.
There you go.
There it is.
That does not look like a 62-year-old leg. That I can not, tell you.
And all I do is jump up and down. Jump up and down and do squats and lunges. You know what I mean? And so my purpose is that I know how I'm going to feel afterward. And I just repeat day after day after day, you know, purpose, plan, accountability, consistency. That's the foundation of really being the person that you want. And then from there, the world is your oyster, man. I'm telling you.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. If someone wanted to learn more about you, learn more about Power Life, the supplement line, and then again, Tony Talks and all the other cool things you're doing, where would you like for me to send them?
Go to TonyHortonLife.com. It's all right there. We're in the process of actually upgrading the website. There's a lot of really cool new things that we're doing above and beyond Tony Talks and Power Life. And I've got a brand new fitness equipment line called TH Fitness. You know, a lot of the factories now all across the world are trying to catch up, you know, because they were closed. So we're sort of at the last in line. But we hope that within about 3 months, we're going to have, you know, jump ropes and mats and med balls and stability balls and different things on the website. So TonyHortonLife.com, you'll learn about everything you need to know about your T. Horton right here. So check it out.
Awesome. Go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/446, and I'll be sure to have a link there for you if you're driving or can't write that down right now. But episode 446. So, Tony, thank you for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness.
Alan, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we meet John Assaraf and discuss his book, Inner Size, The New Science to Unlock Your Brain's Hidden Power. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.